Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We bless your name. Enter the place you enter. La vous a bonne
rencontre. You, O Lord, how we bow down and worship you. You are good. La vous a bonne rencontre.
Another man, lift your hands. Can you just thank him for bringing you this far? Just thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. Just thank him.
Unyumburu ni pasiu, malite na kukuku.
Exalt him, bless his name. Just bless his name. Exalt him and bless his name.
Ibuchuko ye dima. Ibuchuko ye.
We thank you. Thank you for bringing us this far. Let the Lord hear your voice of thanksgiving. Just thank Him. Let Him hear your voice. 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 You are not an interest. Let Him hear your voice.
We thank you, Lord. You are all.
Let Him hear your voice.
And forever you are.
We bless you,
Lord. You are.
We bless you. We magnify your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. Can we just take this song once? Our time is fast spent, and we have our seat. I have no other God. I have
lost you. You have done.
You have done what no man
has done. You will do.
You will do what no man. Have your seat, Leviticus 25. We read from verse 8 You shall count 7 weeks of years, 7 times 7 years, so that the time of a 7 week of years shall give you 49 years. Then you shall sound a loud trumpet on the 10th day of a 7th month. On the day of atonement, you shall sound the trumpet throughout all your land, and you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you when each of you shall return to his property, and each of you shall return to his clan. That 50th year shall be a jubilee for you. In it, you shall neither sow nor reap what grows of itself, nor gather the grapes from the undressed vines, for it is a jubilee. It shall be holy to you. You may eat the produce of a field. In this year of jubilee, each of you shall return to his property. And if you make a sale to your neighbor or buy from your neighbor, you shall not wrong, you shall not oppress one another. You shall pay your neighbor according to the number of the years after the jubilee, and he shall sell to you according to the number of years for crops. If the years are many, you shall increase the price. And if the years are few, you shall reduce the price. For it is the number of crops that you are selling that he's selling to you. You shall not oppress one another, but you shall fear the Lord. For I am the Lord your God. Therefore you shall do my statutes and keep my rules and perform them. And then you will dwell in the land securely. The land will eat its fruit, and you will eat your fill and dwell in it securely. And if you say, what shall we eat in the 7th year? If we may not sow or gather in our crops, I will command my blessings on you in the 6th year, so that it will produce a crop sufficient for 3 years. When you sow in the 8th year, you will be eating some of your crops. You shall eat the old until the 9th year, when its crop arise. 2 weeks ago, when the Lord was giving me this word for May Day to preach to you, I was thinking, what has Jubilee got? It's not the 50th year, it's not the 7th year, or where am I counting the years from that? And the Lord took me to Luke chapter 4, verse 8 to 19. Let's read Luke 4, 8 to 19, and I preach. Let me just lay that foundation. Luke 4, 18 to 19. Luke 4, 18 to 19. Jesus has gone back to his hometown, Nazareth. He was in the synagogue, and the scroll was given to him to read. And the scroll was opened to Isaiah 61. And he came and he read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captive and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Verse 19. I want all of us to read together. Verse 19. Let's go. To proclaim the year of the Lord. Change it to another translation. Let's just look at three translations. Three more. Okay, let's go. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Two more. Okay, to announce this is God's year. To do what? To act. The last one. Let's have one more. And that the time of the Lord's favor has come. The acceptable year that was written in Isaiah 61, that Jesus read from the scroll in verse 19, is the year of Jubilee. So when Jesus came, he came and told us that he has come to bring the season of Jubilee. So we don't need to wait for 7, count 6, count 49, count 50. Since the time of Jesus, it is the time of Jubilee. Are you here? And if you are in church today, today is Workers' Day. And God is saying there is a jubilee for your labor. There is a jubilee for your work. Three things during the jubilee. If you read this scripture, Leviticus 25, when you get home, read the whole chapter. Open your Bible to Deuteronomy 15 also. Read the whole chapter. You will see some things there. Three things during the jubilee. One, debts are canceled. Two, slaves are set free. Three, land returned to the original owner. But today, I want to talk to you as a church about 6 things that the Lord wants to do for us this year concerning the works of our hands. Number one thing, the Lord is declaring a liberty, a a jubilee for our labor. And in that jubilee, the Lord is bringing deliverance and release from oppressive work and oppressive working environment for us. You and I know that most of us say, if you were working abroad, you won't be doing the work you are doing. You will have changed your work. Some of you have been there 10 years, suffering. Somebody comes, talks to you anyhow. You are stupid. You are foolish. And the person owns the business. Maybe he doesn't own the business. He's the boss in that place of work. He talks to you anyhow. I know 80% of Nigerians will have resigned from their work if there is a better alternative somewhere. But we are undergoing distress because there is no work. And now anybody that can create one small business has now become an oppressor. Listen to me. It is not God's desire that his children be slaves forever. And that's why he created the system of Jubilee. So that these people can be released from every oppressive working environment and every oppressive work. What is the difference between salaries and wages? Anybody working in salary and wages commission here? A friend of mine told me that wages is for slaves. Salaries is for people that are making it. That thing you collect at the end of a month, is it a wage or a salary? Let everybody answer for themselves. The one you are collecting yourself, is it salary or is it wage? Is it taking you home? Oppressive working environment, oppressive work, oppressive working things. Some salaries, so-called salaries we have been paid, will not pay your transport to and fro. The man knows, but he insists on paying you that. And things are missing in the working place and he's angry. You cause it. When I was in Unilag, I was in the chapel one day, a professor was preaching. And the man said, the system of Nigeria is created in such a way to make you steal if you are not careful. He made an analysis of his salary. The number of children that he has. The schools they were going through. And said, calculate with me. How will I be able to take care of my children? There are oppressive systems created everywhere. Listen. There are many people here whose salaries have not been paid since February. There are many people, or some places, they know themselves. I want to talk about them. And they know themselves. They are from a kind of state that they pay 20% salary this month. Next time they pay 60%, another time they pay 10%. At the end of the day, they don't know how much they are in this. Are they here? They don't know how much they are owing them. So even if they say, how much are we paying you to owe you to pay? They don't even know. Oppressive working conditions. There are many people here, they don't know their working hours. When you got the job, they told you, you'll be resuming by 8. You'll be leaving by 4. Now ask the person, when do you leave work? One of the culture shock that many of my friends that work in the bank together in those days, when they went abroad, one of the first things they told me was their shock when they went to work and 5. It was 5. And they are not finished what they are doing. Some places they ring a bell. Some places they just discovered that everybody had disappeared and they were only left at the place of work. So what happened? Didn't you see the time? It is 5. Yeah, we have not finished. 5 is closing time. But we have people they are in churches. They are the bosses. They will get to the office 12. They will work till 9. Their workers are there since 8. And they will say, if I don't leave the office, you will not leave. You are an oppressor. There might be teachers, there might be some students, there might be what kind of worker, but they are oppressive people. People should work overtime once they want to, and there is work. Not that you will come by 2,
Nobody can live until you leave. What kind of a person are you? You will soon retire. You will see who will greet you after. They are waiting for you to retire. Oh, praise us. And you know what? The Lord is against you also. The Lord does not want anybody to be a slave. Listen, when a person is passionate about what he does, give him 8 hours work. He will work intentionally for 12 hours. Because the working conditions are conducive. Are we here? There are many people underpaid. Forced labor, bonded labor, all around the place. But the one thing the Lord wants to do for us concerning our work is to deliver us from every oppressive labor. Lift your two hands up. Let's pray. Say, oh Lord, my God. Say, I rise by your power. I didn't hear you. Say, oh Lord, my God. Say, I rise by your power. Deliver me from every oppressive work. In the name, can I hear you? Deliver me, deliver me. Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. Deliver me. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. That place you are working, what is the retirement plan for you? If you are sick today, what happens? Who will pay your medical bills? Who? You see, Nigerians, we have suffered under work for a long time that you don't understand how work is. Yesterday, we were discussing, four of us, and somebody showed us a vacancy about a work, a kind of work. I'll tell you one thing about that vacancy. If you have children, your children's school fees will be paid. Listen to me. It will be paid per person up till, I hope nobody will faint, breathe in and breathe out. I don't want any poverty to kill anybody here. They will pay your children's school fees, education allowance for your children, up as high as 24,941 pounds per child. Some people are turning on their seat. That is work. That is salary. Any other one are wages. Oh Lord, deliver me from wages. I thought I had a good job until yesterday. Now I know the government is oppressing me. Can we pray? Can we pray? Say, oh Lord, deliver my hands from unwarranted labor. Say, oh Lord, deliver my hands from labor without profit. Say, oh Lord, deliver my hands. Deliver my children. Deliver my work. Deliver my children. Deliver my work. Deliver my children. Oh Lord, arise, deliver. Arise, deliver. Arise, deliver. Arise, deliver. Arise, deliver. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Some of us are working in the places that your job depends on the mood of your God. When he's happy, you'll be happy. When he's not happy, and if he wakes up wrongly, he sacks everybody. After all, there are many people looking for a job. I ask that the grace upon this house will make a way available for you. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands up. Let's pray. Say, oh Lord, behold my hands. Let me not labor in vain. Let me not labor without profit. Oh Lord, behold my hands. Remember me. Let me not labor in vain. Let me not labor without profit. Behold my hands. Behold my hands. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Number two, jubilee for our labor. Number two is meant by the Lord to do a reset for you when you have a bad economic condition or experiences. Listen, life happens. Sometimes you are the best planner, but something will happen. Sometimes what you don't plan disrupts your plan. That's why it is one of my Yoruba, favorite Yoruba prayers, even though I don't know how to pray in Yoruba, but one of my favorite Yoruba prayers is alone. I don't even, if I can't even say it well. Don't let what we have not planned to disrupt our plans. We have planned for 2022.
The devil has plans also. But we come by grace and by the blood of Jesus. Every plan of the devil against your work, it shall not stand, it shall not come to pass. In the name of Jesus. So life happens. A man can be on top of the world today and he will be nothing tomorrow. We were talking in our office one day about something about life, and somebody told me he was going to Ilorin, and he went to where they take those Ola Express, and he entered Ola Express with one time governor of the state. Life happens. Unemployment can happen. God knows that life happens, but he doesn't, and because he doesn't want anybody to be slave, he made provision of Jubilee available so that in every 7 years, when things don't work well, you can press the reset. And Jesus has come to give us a season. You don't wait for 7 years. You need to come by the blood. Just come to Jesus for him to give you Jubilee. So when life happens, unexpected illness or accident, sometimes some family have only one breadwinner. The breadwinner dies. Sometimes people invest wrongly. Sometimes retrenchment. Sometimes, like the Bible says in the book of Haggai, we are dropping money in bag with holes because we are not paying our tithe and God is against us. When all these things happen, God is a God of mercy and he still wants to make a way by his mercy for his children. Sometimes there are demonic attack, demonic war against what we do. And that is why God is making a Jubilee available for our labor. So when life happens, God wants to help you press a reset so that you can start again. Did you notice? Let's check this, Romans 15, 1 to 2. One of the notable things of a Jubilee. Deuteronomy 15. Let's take 1 and 2. Deuteronomy 15. At the end of every 7 years, you shall grant a what? Oh my God. At the end of every 7 years, you shall grant a... Are there people in church? May you be released from that thing shutting your mouth. May your mouth not be closed on the day of your destiny. Spiritual battles are battle of speaking. It is people that speak that win. I keep saying, don't come to this church and close your mouth. If I ask you to talk, you talk. Are we here? This is a day of. Can I shout the release? Say release, let me hear you. Say release, let me hear you. Anyone bound to servitude, God work. Let there be a release for you today. In the name of Jesus. So at the end of every 7 years, you shall grant the release. Let's go. Verse 2. And this, let's read together. And this is the manner of the release. Every creditor shall release what he has lent to his neighbor. He shall not exact it of his neighbor, his brother, because the laws release. So what do we do now? If you owe anybody, go and meet the person. Say, did you read the verse? Did you hear the verse that our pastor read? You shall decree. Some people are frowning, some people are laughing. The people who owe you, people are laughing. The people that be owned are frowning. Can I shock you? Israel never celebrated Jubilee. Go and check it. Google it. Read Bible in Secondary. Read. There was nowhere they celebrated it. It was too deep an instruction for them. That is why we don't look at the physical aspect of it. We come, look at the spiritual aspect of it. And decree a release in the spirit realm for it to affect you physically. Are you here? If you borrowed money to do Ashoebi, there shall be no release. See. You want to do guy. You took cars in Gwaringba. You are borrowing money from people in day to
pay for house rent in Gwariba, you are stupid. For such, you will come, release. See, now when white garment dancing, there will be no release. But you know what? That is your pastor talking. The Lord himself knows that you can make such mistakes. And whether your pastor likes it or not, when they desire to bring a release, he makes that release available. If it were to be dependent on man, no one shall be released. Because Jubilee's practice was dependent on them, they did not release.
But it depends on Jesus. He has declared the acceptable year of favor.
And he brings a release. So he asks for debt cancellation. So if you are in debt, it's a moment for you. We decree a release for anybody under a yoke called debt. A back-breaking debt. Let there be a release for you.
In the name of Jesus, let there be a release for you. We decree debt cancellation for you. In the name of Jesus.
But know quickly that it comes in two ways. Sometimes we decree, somebody calls and say, I forgive you of debt. Sometimes we decree it and God gives you opportunity for you to pay. Can I shock you? You know what the Bible said? He said, the wicked borrowed without paying back. If you own somebody here and you have not paid back, you are wicked. When we pray against wickedness in church, you are the one we are praying against. Including your own prayer points.
How can somebody walk and sweat and you came and begged when you were in trouble and he gave you money and you ran away?
It's even calling to his, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it to. I was sleeping, sorry. It will make the person have mercy and say, after all, you are calling. You are concerned. But you are not calling. You are not picking your phone. You change your phone. You even change your house. So you have money to rent another house to run away. And they are in church. They borrow and leave church. They have borrowed from different churches. They are going to different churches to borrow. They go. They join the workforce. They do as if they are good people. And then they borrow money and they run to the next one. I am not God, though. So God can make you be available for them also. I'm here to tell you, if you are owing somebody, make a plan, a payment plan, and start paying. I said this like 4 years ago, and a friend of mine made up his mind. Before you know it, in a year, he has paid all the debt. And he came and meets me as a pastor. Do you remember that message? I've paid all my debt. You should be able to say this year, I have paid all my debt. Are you in church? Stop wasting other people's labor. You are not a waster.
So we come to church and say, oh Lord, every wasting power arisen against my finances. Oh Lord, destroy them.
We didn't know you had one. I love you. The church is quiet. The truth is sinking in. Go and make your plans. Go and pay people. So that they will have Jubilee. And you will have Jubilee. Do we understand? So life happens. MMM happens.
Forest. Bitcoin.
I was shocked when I didn't hear anybody talking Bitcoin again. Before, over WhatsApp status, Bitcoin. If you are not beating coin, you are coining bits. Everywhere. Life happens.
So God wants to help us when life happens. God wants to help us when we are in debt. And number three, God wants to help us when we are captives
of the system of the world. I'm still talking about reset, other economic conditions. Sometimes we are captives of the world system. Beware and watch your children. The trend is for our children to do Yahoo. And I will keep saying it here. Anybody involved in Yahoo, in this church, scamming people, you will soon cry. There will be no remedy.
Parents, beware. You did not buy something for your child. He brings it home. You are just looking at him. He is following the trends. You will not see that child soon.
Or we will not see you soon. Because he will have used you for Yahoo Plus. As a pastor, I commit myself to be available at the funeral that day. Pastor is angry, but sometimes you speak the truth like Jesus speaks it. You exaggerate it and make it big so that people will know what you are talking about. I've always told you in church, we do naming, we do wedding, we do funeral. No matter how we pray, we'll do the three. But you can choose the one we'll do for you. Don't scam anybody of your labor. Can I say, don't tell somebody by yourself? I say, don't scam anybody of your labor. Anybody that did not tell you the same thing, he's a scammer. Let me not say what I wanted to say in the spirit. So you might have been caught as a captive of a world. Everybody is scanning, so you join. You have to change today. You might be caught in the web of gambling. It will lead you nowhere. You have to change today. You might have been caught in wrong idealism. You did some things yesterday night. You have come today lifting on holy hands in the name of holy hands. That's wrong. The Bible specifically speaks against prostitution. That no money or prostitution should come into the temple. Beware. There's a way that seems right to man, but the end is what? Is destruction. Now dogs, they're in the news now. If you know, you know. When you start going against the instruction of God, you don't know where it's going to end. You will start from somewhere. You'll be taking it higher. You'll be taking it higher. The devil will be digging the pit for you. But there is jubilee and a release for you. So we pray today. Anyone that is a captive of the system of the world, gambling, prostitution, addiction, drugs, whatever it is called, let there be a release for you. In the name of Jesus. A man that is looking for a shortcut will soon crash. A man looking for a shortcut will soon crash. Somebody works for 15 years and bought a 5-year-old car. You just finished service. You just entered the university. And you want to buy that 15 years car while you are in the university. What kind of a person are you? If you want to work for it, after all, there are many social media things you can do to make money without scamming others. If you can do that and make the money, we'll pray for you. We'll rejoice with you. If Bitcoin, you bought it low and sold it high, we'll pray, we will rejoice with you. I almost said we'll pop champagne, but I don't know the kind of champagne. Don't scam anybody. Please, can you hear me, church? Please, can you hear me, church? Please, can you hear me, church? I will have done like Pilate and washed my hands. I've told you the truth. Check your children. Check yourself. The Lord wants to deliver us from every captivity of the world. Number three. Is that Jubilee is the time of restoration. Leviticus 20:25. Let's take 3 to 5. Restoration of productivity. For 6 years, you shall sow your field. And for 6 years, you shall prune your vineyard and gather in its fruits. But in the 7th year, there shall be a Sabbath of solemn rest for the land, a Sabbath to the Lord. You shall not sow your field or prune your vineyard.
You shall not reap what grows of itself in your harvest, or gather the grapes of your untrained vine. It shall be a year of solemn rest. When I was doing our Greek, we were taught shifting cultivation. And we were taught bush fallowing. Anybody remember bush fallowing? Answer, let me hear you now. You will see 23-year-old, 25-year-old, you're asking them questions about things they learned some years ago. They can't answer. We have babas here that did it 40 years ago. They're answering. We do bush fallowing so that if the farmers use, as it's being used every year, the nutrient is reducing. So you leave the land and go to another land. So when you don't cultivate this land, the nutrient will be replenished. So when the nutrient is replenished, the productivity of the land increases. That is why the Lord declared a jubilee, so that the land can rest, so that there can be productivity. So jubilee is decreed so that everybody that has been working without profit, that have not had no increase before, since you left school, is 30,000. In fact, they have put a limitation of 35,000 upon your life. Every work you do, even if you get 50,000 around, they bring it down after two months. That is a lack of productivity. And jubilee is meant to bring back productivity for you. So in restoration, the first restoration is the restoration of productivity. And you can't be in this church and not be productive. The words you hear are meant to make you productive. The words you hear are meant to activate some things in you. The words you hear are meant to transform you from wherever you are. Jubilee is a time for productivity. Have you been working and no one is paying you commensurate with your labor? It should not stop your productivity. Jubilee is for you. I'm here to tell you that God can see what you are going through, and He wants to restore your productivity. Why? Is the acceptable year of the Lord. And the acceptable year of the Lord is the acceptable years of productivity. Are we seeing, church? So He wants to restore productivity. Number two is that He wants to restore every career and business losses to us. Let's check verse 13 and 14. He wants to restore every career and business losses. Verse 13 and 14 of Leviticus 25. In this year of Jubilee, each of you shall return to his property. And if you made a sale to your neighbor or buy from your neighbor, you shall not oppress one another. So what this means is this. Land is the principal thing for Israel. Land is not transferable forever. So when a man sells his property, at the end of 50 years, the property must be restored back to the person. Why? God does not want anybody to be a slave forever. God does not want anybody to be at the mercy of another person forever. So He put that system in. So if there are career losses, if there are business losses, this is the acceptable year of God's favor for restoration for you. Think about it. Can you do something if you can? If you have worked for 10 years, 20 years, 25 years, go and check your pay slips. Look at the dollar value of that time. Convert your salary to dollars. You will know that you need to believe. You know why we deceive ourselves? We are deceiving ourselves because we look at our money with an SI unit called Naira. SI unit, I hope you know SI unit. Okay, SI unit is standard of measurement. And standard of measurement for money in the world is what? Is dollar. Like last year, for you to be a millionaire, you must have
420 million naira. If you have 1 million naira and you think you are a millionaire, I pity you. You are not. You are using the wrong measurement. Convert your money to dollar and come to church. Let's cry together and pray together. Are you laughing at? Are you laughing at you, not at me? So last year, at the beginning of last year, for you to be called a millionaire, you must have 420 million naira. As we are talking now, you must have almost 600 million naira. So if you still have that 420, if you kept it in your house in naira, you have lost half of the money. If your measurement is wrong, your poverty will increase. Think in dollars. Plan in dollars. Save in dollars. Act in dollars. Smile. Now, why are you frowning now? Are we here? Earn in dollars. I have from people that grew up in my house. He's working in Nigeria now. He's making $7,000 per month. He's in Nigeria. He has no jackpot. Sakpa never kill him. Did I get the terms right? Oh, beautiful. Oh, beautiful. I'm trying to keep at pace with the people I pastor so that you'll not be using sometimes I will not understand. Are we in church?
They are new every morning. New every morning. Grace is a faithfulness. Oh, the grace is a faithfulness. They are new. They are new.
Your hands as we take it for the last time and pray.
Oh, they are new. They are new. Every morning,
new every morning.
I say, oh Lord, visit my world by your mercy. Let my world experience mercy. Mercy, 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 mercy. Can you talk to me? Mercy, mercy. New mercy every morning. 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 As if there's an affliction of poverty upon us as a nation. Even people that we think are doing well are poor by the standard of international standard. Things are going down. Things are moving down. Without doing anything, we are losing. Inflation is high. Dollar exchange is moving high. We are battling against the storm. But there is a jubilee for us. Lift your hands up. This can only be done by mercy. I just want us to ask for mercy. Mercy for a jubilee upon our work. Lord, we receive mercy for a jubilee upon our work. We receive mercy for a jubilee upon our work.
We receive mercy for a jubilee upon our work. Mercy. Mercy.
In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Some of us have labored without results. Some of us have labored without reward. Some of us have labored without productivity. We have labored without recognition. We have labored without integrity. We have labored without favor. We have labored without joy. We have labored with pain, with insult, with stress. We have labored in the midst of the enemy. How long will this continue? And that's why this service. If I were you, I would stand on my feet. Lift your hands to you. Alaba Hebezu. Lord, have mercy on my labor.
Can you pray with me? Oh Lord, have mercy on my labor. Have mercy. On my labor. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy on my labor. Have mercy on my labor. Let there be a breakthrough in my labor. Let there be a breakthrough in my labor. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. On my labor. Have mercy. Have mercy on my labor.
Listen to me. Please understand the system. Understand the system. You need to pray and break through. You need to pray and break through.
We will want to buy a speaker like this. Speaker like this. 50,000 naira. We will now come and raise funds and struggle to buy it in 3 months. Speaker. God forbid.
If you are not concerned about your life, I'm concerned about you. Are you here?
I'm concerned about you squeezing money when you want to give in church.
Nada, don't suffer for your hand. Let there be a deliverance for you. Are we here?
In this country, the system is against us. If God is not on your side, on our side, we will all of us will soon turn to beggars.
But God forbid. God forbid.
Lift your right hand, lift your two hands up. Let us be saying mercy, 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 Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, mercy, Lord, mercy, mercy, mercy. Upon my hands, mercy. Upon my level, mercy, 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 mercy.
We bless your name, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Did you remember our children in universities? 4-year course, 7 years, 8 years. We only know when they enter. We don't know when they will leave. The so-called professors that we think are the most intelligent people have only one way of resolving issues. Strike. If the most intelligent out of all of us only have one way of resolving issues, we are in trouble. So everything, strike. And when they come out of a school, they say the education is not employable. They will send their children abroad. We will school here. I know banks in the country that only recruit from five universities. They don't recruit from any university apart from those five. All the five are federal. So if you have gone to state university, I say you can't work there. And you are here. You need to break through, sir. And you must be angry to ask for mercy.
Even after you have started work, which camp do you belong to in the place of work? If you are doing the right thing and you don't belong to any camp, they go against you.
You must pray. You must pray. You must pray. Don't come to me after service to pray for you. Pray during this service. Lift your two hands up. Lift your two hands up. Say, oh Lord, visit my labor with your mercy. Don't pray that prayer. Visit.
Visit my labor with your mercy, oh Lord. In the area, can I never carry on the number of that? Visit my labor with your mercy. Visit my labor with your mercy. Open new doors for me. Make new opportunities available for me. Visit my labor with your mercy. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I have a lot of things to say, a lot of things to lead you through. But you know, time is a constant. It doesn't increase. But we can have another opportunity at the communion on Wednesday to handle some of these things. My heart desire for you is that you break through, you break out. You become a global authority on issues. We don't raise local champions in our church. We raise global people. And our thinking must change. Our prayers must change. Our requests must align to the visions and the will of God. You can't think like a Nigerian. You think like a global citizen. Are we here? We don't know anybody. We don't have connection, but we have God. That's why we pray like madmen. I ask that the mercy of the Lord will locate everybody here. In the name of Jesus. Before you know it, in this month of May, you are changing your job. You are promoted suddenly. You are promoted suddenly. You are promoted suddenly. You are having that global connection. In the name of Jesus. You are the choice of that company. You are the choice of that organization. You are the choice of that business. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed. And we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.